Blog Talk Radio. We have been off the radio, and the guest call-in is 323-870-3307. So I wanted to let everybody know, first off, we have been MIA for a reason. So I wanted to let everyone know that we did not forget about you, we did not quit, but things have gone on that were not fantastic, and everything went awry. Call me, Sean. Hurry up. Sean's going to join us today. Sammy might be over here in time. I got lots of things to say. We only have 60 minutes to fucking do the shit, so let's get it going. If y'all want to find out more about what we've been going through over here on this side, check out the episode info. I tried to make it very clear and the script very, thorough. Quick and easy, that's how I like it. So before we begin, you've seen the, what is the tags? I have it on Trump, Christianity, What Would Jesus Do?, World News, Politics, and your update for COVID-19. Yes, we have fucking updates. Before we begin, I would like to say that this douche fuck has been a serial rapist for what, over 30 years? So, you know, just saying, I could just like freak the hell out right now. Like, I don't know how this man is president. Oh, yeah, I do. Russian hacking, that's right. So, let's hope people can hear. I have no idea. Looks like my microphone is on. I don't know. But, yeah. Here we go. First things first. You guys, COVID-19, Israel. By June, 3,000 people a day will be dying. Quick rundown. Y'all, we don't have really good testing at all. We've tested 28 out of 1,000 people per capita. Speaking of per capita, you're fucking, he's not a president. I'm sorry. The orange piece of shit clown in office doesn't know what per capita means. Hello, hello.
Hello, that's me.
Yeah, you can hear me.
Yes, everything's good.
Guess what I'm doing this with? Just a Logitech cam. There's no microphone. Isn't that crazy? No one can see me though, but I'm in Facebook jail again, guys. I do have my Twitter going. Luna Love Good. I'll try and put maybe my thing on there. I haven't added it yet. So let's get to the COVID-19. I was just informing my friend over here that COVID-19 comes in forms of infection via aerosol, meaning, like for me, a man breathed into my mask. I was wearing two masks and a cover for it. I was at work. I had to quit my job, you guys. I got 6 feet after. He breathed into my mask. So unless you're wearing N95 masks and goggles and everything else and a whole hazmat suit, you are going to get COVID-19. It's in the fucking air. It comes in fart. Yes, bitches, it comes in fart form. If you have sex with a man and you're a woman and he has it and he doesn't know it yet, it's in his sperm, you can give it to you that way. Dead bodies. Being around a dead body with COVID-19, you can get it. In Singapore, we had mortuary workers contract the disease from contact via dead bodies. In New York, they're mass burying them, and they're also piling dead bodies into fucking trucks. Ice trucks, yes, food trucks, ladies and gentlemen. Those same trucks will be used to deliver the food to, you know, grocery stores and shit, things like that. You know, because it's totally safe. They don't give a fuck. That's what that is. So, COVID-19, not over. Stay in your fucking house if you can. Wear fucking masks. Wash your goddamn hands. Stay the fuck away from people. Wear your fucking mask. There's your motherfucking update for your COVID-19. Oh, but before I stop, before I end it there, I live in Florida. My governor fired the scientist, who's a woman, who designed the board, the digital board, to look at what we got going on via COVID-19. They wanted her to doctor the fucking the results and doctor the numbers so that way we can have more, what is the word? Support to open up the, you know, country. Sounds about right. Anyway, Ron DeSantis, not only do you not know how to wear a fucking mask, you're a fucking tool bag and you're just as big of an ass hat as Rick Scott, who created our unemployment fucking website and designed it. Well, I don't know, it was like $20 million or some shit like that, dollars, to make it to where people are automatically disqualified from getting unemployment. Oh, yes. You guys don't know. Look it up. Pandemic money is available. You need to search it out yourself. No one is going to tell you. It's $600 every week until like July or the next year. So if you're somebody who does gigs and stuff like that, independent contractor, look that up. All right. Now we're moving on. COVID fucking 19, right? That's what we needed, right? This shit, right? Another fucking plague. I've been begging for this shit, but I didn't want this. Okay, I just wanted, like, you know, Trump supporters and shit like that to get it. Don't worry, they're getting it. They don't believe that it's real. You guys, just let them do it. Let them protest. Less maggots later. More blue votes. Anyway, so let's get it going. We got our world news today. And Wireless, I want to take the time to say their fucking name. So, the rapist in chief, the orange dotard who doesn't know shit about jack squat, 30 plus years of sexual abuse, the victim, that's his name, guys, and we're going to fucking say their names today. Jessica Leeds, 1980s. Kristen Anderson, 1990s. Jill Harth, 1992. Lisa Boyne, 1996. Maria Bellotto, 1997. Victoria Hughes, 1997. Kathy Heller, 1997. Temple Taggart McDowell, 1997. In 1997, he raped many women. And this is like sexual abuse, grabbing him by the pussy, right? Yeah, you disgust.
Oh, my God, man.
He said it. He fucking said this shit. And you know what? Right now, he's fighting to keep his DNA from going to court because that bitch still got his sperm on her dress. We gonna continue. Karina, Virginia, 1998. Bridget Sullivan, 2000. Tasha Dixon and others, 2001. Mindy McGilvray, 2003. Rachel Crooks, 2005. Natasha Stainoff, or Stornoff, sorry. That's an O. My friend's crazy yet again, of course. That was. Shut the fuck up. Stoinoff, 2005. Jennifer Murphy, 2005. Juliet Huddy, 2005/6. Jessica Drake, 2006. Nini Loxonen, 2006. Samantha Holvey, 2006. Summer Versus, 2000. Versos, 2007. Cassandra Searles. 2013. That doesn't count. These are notes that have sold. These are not the for sure numbers. Did y'all see where they were piling up in front of governor fucking buildings because they gotta fucking stay inside? You know, you fucking pussies up there with your big ass guns. Are you gonna go to Walmart and get your gun in case the yogurt starts acting up? You gonna go buy that pepperoni Lunchable and go eat in your car alone later? Douchebag. Well, you know what? Y'all are fucking dildos. But a mob of MAGA persuasion conducted a state house invasion. Through heavily armed, they parted unharmed. And that's how you know they're Caucasian.
What the fuck?
Because if they were black, they would get shot. They would not have access to guns. Now, if all you wonderful black people of America could just go down to the gun store, get yourselves a license for guns, I tell you what, this country will fucking gun control like a motherfucker, which we need, because these stupid white pieces of shit. Oh, just on the news right now, we got somebody who came into one of our bases in Texas and started shooting. I wonder what color they are. I can't wait to find out. I bet they're white.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, most shootings are from fucking white people who are xenophobic, get ignored by women, don't get laid, and, you know, hate minorities and gay people and all that, and, you know, live in mom's basements and all that shit, you know. But right now, we got people shooting people because they're being told to wear a mask. We got people shooting people because fucking they're outside. Oh, by the way, that man that recorded, what is his name, Armand Aubrey? The man who recorded it is one of their accomplices. He has been arrested and charged for false imprisonment and murder. Yay. But you know what? It's not enough. It's not enough because today's police is like modern-day slave catchers. We have a man here in Texas. He's 21 years old. I had to tweet Midland Police because I've never really sat and like seen something so horrific like live, you know, on a person who's so young in their own fucking yard. His grandmother threw herself on top of him, 90 years old. Guess what, guys? They didn't get shot. Everybody started coming out recording him and shit. It was for a supposedly, air quotations, rolled stop sign. No, it's because he's black and existing. So I made sure to throw a shout out to them. And I threw a shout out to OK Police, who are now going to start evicting people out of their homes. You know, because they don't have money for rent. And other countries are getting. Let me bring up this shit here. Let me bring up the like, seriously. And don't worry, guys. We're going to be moving along, I promise, because we got to get to the Christians, because we got to make fun of those people, too. but I love making fun of the Flu Klutz Klan. That's for damn sure. But, let me pull this shit up. Right now, tens of thousands have died, tens of millions are unemployed, but Senate Republicans have their priorities in order. No hazard pay for frontline workers, no food aid for hungry Americans, no funding to state and local governments crying out for help. Good job, Putin's bitch, Turtle Mitch. His wife is I think she's Korean. She's either Korean or Chinese. Right now, she's been doing some espionage in the behind scenes. Lots of dark money headed her way. She is just as bad as Mitch. I'm surprised she's married to a minority at all. It's very weird considering he fucking hates them. But you know what? We got a lady over there in Kentucky, you guys. Y'all are the poorest fucking state, I think. Pretty sure. You're right up there. You're in the low bottom. Education, all that. Yeah, you low in the numbers. You should try and vote for that lady that's running for his seat. You know, you don't want to stay poor and stupid forever, but hey, not all of us are smart. Keep voting against yourself. What can you do? So,
only in America.
This brings me to pandemic money and all that. Now, there's other countries that are giving up to $7,000. France is giving over $7,000. Shit. We're getting, some of us, got up to $1,700 for 10 weeks. That's it. So what would Jesus do? What do you think Jesus will be approved of this? Do you think Jesus will be approving of us taking children from their parents and sending them off to one of DeVos's agencies where they sex traffic children and sell them to rich people? Do you think he'd like that? I don't think he'd like that. But these Christians up in here sure do love it. Mm-hmm. That's 3 Ks, not C-H. Now, I really like, there's just so much. Now, let's talk about, I didn't lose my health care because I'm lucky. I got on Obamacare. Thank God. Thank you, Obama. I have affordable health care, and it is, let me tell you guys, I've never had such great care in Florida, like ever. But over 3,500,000 people lost coverage in the past 2 weeks due to economic collapse. Remember how I told you last year when we first started this shit that we were headed for an economic collapse? Remember when I did the food fucking shortage story? We are headed that way. So everybody else, Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Italy, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, they didn't lose their health care. They can see doctors. They can get tested for COVID-19. They also get more money than us to survive. Because if you give rich people money, they're going to put it in offshore. You give a poor person money, they're going to put it back into the economy. That's how it fucking works. You know, but white people are dumb. White and rich. A white person can go be a bank robber, convert his life over, and go become a lawyer and start his life over. But a black man or a woman could get caught with a small misdemeanor possession in 2011 and can't find a fucking job. Sounds about white. Masks, masks, masks. You know? South Koreans were instructed to wear masks in February, and the government mass-produced them in March. Trump still refuses to wear a mask today. South Korea has 264 deaths. America has 94,965. That's right now. Right now in our state, over 3,000 people. And it took them fucking 9 weeks to change the fucking numbers. You know, tell me how to all of it, only fucking recovered. Well, where the fucking deaths at? Where are they at? Well, they're finally showing them now. Because she came out. She came out and told everybody what they're doing. They fucking fired her over it. So, lovely Christians, you Christianity people, you Jesus-loving fucking hypocrites, how's your fucking Jesus now, huh? Where's your fucking God now? He ain't here. Fucking God abandoned you, or did he? Or did he by chance send you a fucking plague because you made this orange myopic fucking loser a goddamn golden calf? Hmm? Anybody read Revelation? Ever? I have. Sure looking like prophecies are coming true. I think Trump's the Antichrist. I do believe that 2012, the world did end as we know it. Good became bad and bad became good. Now, up to the rest of our fucking news. Let me tell you guys, I'm not happy. Not only did fucking Michael Cohen get out of prison, no one else is getting out of prison because of COVID-19, but Michael Flynn did, who actually was prosecuted, who actually did the fucking crime and admitted to it, but he's getting out of jail right now. Thanks, Trump. That's what he does. He pardons criminals and fires people doing their job. Sounds about orange. Let's face it, he's not white. He's fucking orange wearing a goddamn ferret on his head. Tweeting fucking mass tweets, by the way. I don't tweet as much as him, but I do tweet him a bunch, especially in the mornings. First thing when I wake up, good morning, dog face bitch. Oh, yes, it is me. I am back. You can't block me, and it's awesome. So, Ford, we'll get to Ford, because right now, we not only have problem, we not only have a fucking pandemic, we got a company who refurbished their entire factory, changed all their fucking tools to make ventilators and such, things that we fucking need. They wanted Trump to wear a mask. So what did he do? We don't want the stuff then. We don't want your ventilators and all the money you spent. Go fuck yourself, because I'm not wearing a mask. He just didn't. He was just on live and getting fact-checked like a motherfucker. He's trying to tell people yesterday and the day before, I've been taking hydroxychloroquine for weeks just as preventative measures. It causes hallucinations, psychosis, and it'll make you sick and possibly kill you. And it doesn't work. It does not work. But, you know, he's telling people he took it, and now he's telling people, well, I got 2 more days of it. Yeah, 2 days. That's it. You didn't take it. You're not fucking taking it. You know what you did, though? You spent a shit ton of money with your family on the shit so you could make money. And then you tried to peddle this shit on Americans, and it did actually kill people. Don't believe what the president says. Unless you're stupid, then just do it, please. Get off my fucking, get out of my jeans, you pieces of shit. We don't need you. We need less stupid people. And you know what? Darwinism is real, you guys. It's real. Now, let's get to the real nitty-gritty. We have dams breaking in Michigan. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people without homes now. Nowhere to go. How many Trump supporters do you think live in Michigan? Guess what? He hasn't made a fucking peep. But you know what? He's going to punish them for making voting mail-in ballots, for giving that option to their people so they can safely vote, which is not an honor, Mr. Trump. It's a fucking right as an American. So you are committing a federal offense, which is like a huge deal, trying to stop people from voting because they're mailing in their, you mailed in your votes. Your family mailed in their votes, but we can't do it. Is it because you have fucked this up so bad purposefully for Big Daddy Putin that there's just no going back? The only way to win is to cheat. Well, I mean, that's Republicans anyway. Not saying that what Hillary and the fucking Democratic fucking party did when Bernie Sanders ran wasn't right, because it wasn't. They fucked themselves and they fucked us real big time. Because you know what? It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. It's the same wings on the same bird. They have the same, most of them, have the same fucking goal. To make money and a lifetime pension while you work a minimum wage job and suffer. Yeah. $40,000 a year in new furniture. $40,000 a year on furniture for your office? That sounds like a waste. I wouldn't spend that in my office. If you gave me $40,000 allowance and I'm a fucking senator, I'm open up fucking programs. I'll go to Walmart with my own money and I'll buy the bare minimum and I'll take that $40,000 and do something with it. Oh, you know, Flint still has bad water. Mr. Obama, I am very, very disappointed in you, sir, and I had to deal with this, and I'm ashamed of you. You pretended to drink that water from Flint, Michigan. You lied to that little girl who begged you for help. You told those fucking people that the water was safe. It's not fucking safe, and it still ain't clean, because you know why? They're mostly black people. That's why. Sounds about white. So would Jesus Christ be like, yeah, this is a Christian nation. We're going to take water. We're going to put chemicals in it. We're going to take your climate change regulations and we're going to take them away. We're going to take those emissions coming out of your car because God forbid that California wanted to make their air cleaner. You know what Trump did? All regulations for car exhaust emissions, all that stuff from cars to boats to fucking factories and shit like that, restaurants. All that stuff, everything we do every day, from driving to even walking, people throw their trash out. We're dumb. We're dumb, we're dirty, and we don't belong here. Trust me, guys, a day of reckoning is coming. Mother Earth is curly, the hybrid people, they're going to be all that's left. All the dumb rhesus monkey genes that didn't get mixed with the negative alien gene that's not native to this planet, and they can't understand where it came from. My mom's a negative blood type. I'm considered a hybrid. I have a lot of little interesting things about what my body does. Trust me, it's weird. But see, I probably won't get this virus. There's a lot of things that you guys don't know about COVID-19, and I was telling Sean here about it earlier. I have a vendor that I know from one of my stores. He works at a factory in China. He knew exactly what went down, and the media has been lying to us. I went and researched this shit, like, so hard, and I could not find where it was just a demonstration. Everywhere you went, even in China, there you go. I went over there. I had to translate their shit just to, you know, get the full story. But what happened was, over there in Hong Kong, small area, where handover to another set of people, the same people that are policing the area, changed their fucking patches at midnight. So, that being said, my theory was, funny how they're all, like, you know, revolting over there, and then all of a sudden we have a virus. Well, I got the inside scoop on this, you guys. It didn't come from a man in the back. That is completely bullshit. What they're saying it came from was bamboo rats. Now, did someone eat a rat? It's highly likely that someone did, but that's not where this virus came from. It did not come from somebody that was eating a wild animal and then got sick. It comes from the wild, yes, it comes from animals. It can be found in bats. But they isolated this virus, and it mutated in the lab. Now, did they mutate it on purpose, or was this an accident? Nobody knows. But I will tell you, in 2015, I did run into a little thing, and I didn't believe it myself, and I just kind of, like, wrote it off. But I do remember it explicitly, because I remember coronavirus was being patented through our lab, which we got labs here and over there that are, like, you know, subsequently, like, together, bridged together, you know? So my thought is virus escaped either accidentally on purpose, and now here we are. Now, 2017, when this piece of shit was inaugurated, which should never have happened, he knew about it. They told him this was coming. Obama left him a 96-page fucking pandemic response book. Handbook. I'm sure he wrote it in crayon. This motherfucker didn't have to read it. He got memo after memo after memo after memo. You know what he did? He did KKK rallies, and he golfed. He called it a hoax. A Democratic hoax. How's your fucking hoax now, you piece of shit? But here's another thing. And I've been holding on to this little piece. I got my confession. These dudes were setting up the, I guess, the room where they do their, where Trump goes and makes himself an asshole on TV. That room, you know, where they do the press room, whatever. They were setting all the mics up. The guy was like, oh, you don't have to wear a mask. We're all vaccinated. We're all vaccinated. Trump does not wear a mask. Everyone around him has had COVID-19 except him and Mike Pence. So either, Stephen Miller, the top national fucking, what is his name? He's a white nationalist. Stephen Miller, he married the shit, right? So she got COVID-19. I ain't heard a motherfucking thing about the bitch. But a bunch of people have it. And I just got news, a man who had worked 1937 to 2012, something like that. He died in his 90s. He's a black gentleman. He was a doorman. He did jobs at the White House. He just died of COVID-19. He was not working there, but not now, but he was. He's a former aide. And he had served under, I think it was 8 presidents. So, let me make sure. I said 8 for some reason. Make sure. So, there's more, guys. There's more. God, we covered a lot. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
I think
a lot
you pretty
of these
much
people right now in the White House have COVID-19, and they're not really talking about much. But Press Secretary Katie Miller tested positive for coronavirus on May 8th. Now, that's Stephen Miller. You're a pussy, bitch. This fucking big-ass, four-headed alien fuck. Married this girl with, I don't even know. They don't know the name of their new baby yet, but they know what minority they want them to hate. So she got it.
Oh, wow.
The military aid, before this runs away, we got the National Guard out, okay? We got them out. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're America's janitors is what they do. They're out testing people, getting food to people, helping people, making sure this shit is getting handled. Well, to honor these wonderful, fine military people, Mr. Trump is going to take them out days before most of them qualify for their benefits. Nothing like a big thanks and a fuck you for doing your job. Now, Mike Pence's aides also tested positive. Why is everyone testing positive but not Trump and not Pence? Either A, they're fucking vaccinated, or B, they're asymptomatic and they're spreading it. C,
they're not humans.
They're aliens. How could you fucking put it any other way? They're fucking aliens, bro. He eats McDonald's daily. How is he not dead? He stays fucking high all day long on Adderall. You can't tell me behind those Adderall-filled eyes there's a human in there. No, he's complete trash. He's a husk of a husk. Anyway.
Oh, no, man.
So, we've got this piece of shit trying to keep you from voting. Whether you vote Republican or Democrat, that's your prerogative. But you should be able to vote safely without being exposed to COVID-19. This shouldn't be a hard issue. When fucking Chris Christie, who talked nothing but shit about Obama, got hit by Hurricane Sandy, do you know what he fucking did? He didn't do what Trump did. He went over there and made sure they got the help that they need. Because Obama, not perfect, not at all, and I am still about the Flint, Michigan thing. He still has empathy. He still does what he needs to do as president. A president is not supposed to only represent one demographic of people and just ravish and destroy the rest of everyone else. You know, I don't understand how anybody could be okay with kids in cages dying of COVID-19 and then something great abused by people who work at ICE being sold as sex workers. Because let's face it, you guys, America is number one in child sex trafficking. Number one. And also, number one in COVID-19 deaths. And we don't even have the major population of the world. But we definitely have the most. And you know what? Even more horrible than that. Navajo Nation, you guys, they've got more coronavirus deaths and infections than New York and New Jersey combined. That's really bad. So what I'm telling you people is, he knew this was happening. They knew this was coming. They had time to develop a vaccine. They had time to develop some sort of plan. They had a pandemic response team. Trump fired them as soon as he got in. And they weren't stationed here. They were stationed in China, where it came from. That's what they do. When we had, what was it? Not SARS, the other one. Black Plague, what was it? Fuck. That other that was here was gone. Yeah, a few people died from it, but they were able to stop it. So we survived a pandemic, and we didn't even know it because Obama did what he's supposed to do as a president. Now, Mike Pence isn't quarantining himself. Trump is not quarantining himself. He's forcing people to allow him not to wear masks. He visits people not wearing fucking masks. He fucking keeps goddamn handshaking fucking people. He's going to visit sick motherfucking people and not wearing masks. Do you motherfuckers not believe this for one second? Come on, wake up, America. You are an abused woman. You need to get angry. You need to get angry, America. You are an abused woman. And that's the tea. Moving on, moving on. So what would Jesus do, Sean?
What would Jesus do?
What would he do?
I don't know. Probably just sit back and watch him.
No.
Watch everybody fuck up.
You must have not read the Bible at all, because he walked around healing people. He
That's
fed the
saying,
hungry.
But
he clothed the needy. There's rules for this in the Bible. You know, it said,
forgive them, Father, for they but yeah, like say, forgive them, Father, for they not know what they do. You know?
Yeah, that doesn't mean he would approve of this.
I didn't say he approved of it, but that's
oh, he definitely does not approve, my friend. He does not fucking approve. I will tell you that firsthand. No. No. If there is a God up there, he has truly abandoned us because he is letting children die on the borders of America.
No, he's not. You think they get away with that shit? No, man. They don't get away with that shit, bro.
It's happening. There's kids in cages. Sorry, there's no God. As long as God... I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm not
going to...
I'm not getting into an argument with you today.
No.
Things are here to test us, dude.
The president is more concerned with his own reelection than with stopping a pandemic.
He's not getting reelected. This is
and payment.
Like, people forget about
because
this.
Because it's out of work.
As soon as COVID-19 came out, then, oh my God, COVID-19, forget impeachment. Impeachment, set that to the side. COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, dude. COVID-19 is ravaging so many lives right now. But a lot of the it sucks because these people that are protesting are like getting sick with COVID-19 and they're calling it a hoax. They're getting it while they're protesting. That's like poetic justice. Let them do it. Do not give these people treatment. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Over 11,000 plus nurses and doctors have died either being infected by COVID-19 treating fucking patients in low income areas, or they're fucking killing themselves because they can't handle all the politics and shit that's involved with goddamn medical now. You know what? I'm going into medical this year and I'm gonna regret it. I'm gonna regret it because I'm going to see a lot of things. I'm gonna see a lot of things.
No,
now,
but you're able to actually put the truth. No, you're not gonna regret it. Why would you regret it?
I'll tell you why. Let me see if I can find her. Hold on. I'm going to play this for you. And, do you think we covered everything that I was talking to you about?
Oh, yeah. You definitely covered that today. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And some.
Okay, so I want to bring this up really quick. I want to play this for you. I'm going to play this for everyone. And you guys, let me tell you, we're up to 740 fucking one listeners, and I don't even know how that's happening because we haven't even been on, and I want to tell you thank you for coming on and checking us out and listening, because we're going to try and bring this to you more, because I'm not afraid of the government, and if you read the info on the episode, you'll see why we have not been on, and I tried to make it very thorough and very simple, so I'm going to play this for you. I want you to hear this, because this is real. And it hurts, because I know that this is definitely something that I'm going to see. And I love that my phone has just, like, stopped. Like, really. Like, wow. Now, the new lady that's standing, you know, in place of Huckabee Sanders, who likes to lie for the president, you know, she used to until she quit. Or got fired, I don't know, he fires and everyone quits all the time. You never know who's going to be up there. But this new bitch, McEnany, yeah, she's a liar. And don't believe anything she fucking says. Some news, global carbon emissions went down 17%. And some of the holes in the ozone layer have healed, but that's just, like, small. So I would like to see if I can fucking, they might have taken it away. They keep doing this. Like, I sent my mom something to share and fucking took it away. Because it was, oh, we're going to do this too. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to fucking put this on my speaker so we can hear this because this is important. I want everyone to hear this. Instead of sending PPE and shit that doctors and nurses need, this is what your government is doing.
$450,000. There's two of them. That's 900 grand. You want to help healthcare workers? These are the goddamn N95 masks that we have to deal with. These are painter's masks. Get us equipment. Get us PPEs. Get us N95 masks. They're worth anything. Get us tests for everybody.
That's a doctor who's fed up with flyover tributes, you guys. Flyover tributes. They're wasting money. $900,000 a fucking flight. Just flying over hospitals. For what? For what? What does that do? That doesn't stop COVID-19, and that definitely does not help doctors and nurses. Like, seriously. And there have been more people being attacked that are Asian descent, and even if they're fucking here, they were born here. Thank you, we know. Thank you, we know. They're fucking being attacked, murdered, stabbed, because these stupid white people think that because Trump said it's a Chinese virus, that Chinese people here in America brought it. You're so dumb. The same, and guess what, guys? It's a small percentage of people, thank God. I think it was like 4% of America thinks how this happened. 4% of America thinks that the sun revolves around the earth. So, yeah, you're the same people who think chocolate milk comes from brown cows. Yes, they do.
Oh, jeez.
Yes, they fucking do. But can we stop trying to pretend that this was a good idea to have somebody who pretended to be, you know, somebody who fires people on TV to, like, be president and all this dumb shit? Like, this was bad. All of this has gone very fucking bad. Now, I'm trying to find her, and I'm trying so hard. It looks like they took her away. I'm going to try and look her up and maybe find. So far, our youngest coronavirus death was a six-week-old baby. That's bad. And that was in America. Yeah, wait, a lot of people don't understand, and this is what I was telling Sammy. Disproportionately, black women and other minorities give birth during birth and after the birthing because they're not taken seriously about their issues. I think it was Serena Williams actually was a victim of this, and if she had not been adamant and vocal, she would have died. So we're not getting care to people already. Women are having a hard time already. We've got these motherfuckers trying to keep women from getting the abortion they fucking need. We got this motherfucker who took down the Violence Against Women Act. So now these fucking women are stuck in the houses with their abusers. They can't do shit about it. They're doing all this stuff on purpose. All this stuff is on purpose. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk about just the list of all the things that Trump has done, and not any of it is good. I've tried to look for something that's good. I can't find anything that's good for us. It's all good for corporations. It's good for rich people. 43,000 rich families in America, $1.6 million in relief. Our business money that was supposed to help small businesses went to big corporations. I don't need the money. They want to hand you $1,200 for 10 weeks. The average rent is like $1,150,
$1,175. Yeah, $1,100, yeah.
A lot of places are above that. California, please.
Oh, yeah.
Then he wants people who are married to an immigrant, whether they're naturalized or not, you don't get that money. He's allowed to marry an immigrant, many of them, and cheat on them with porn stars, you know, and with the other women and women after that, you know. Cheat on his wife with the other wife with the other wife, you know. Sounds about orange, I guess, because he's not white, he's orange. All right. Also, I want to bring up this right now. Arizona, I'm so pissed. Not only is Trump blowing up goddamn Native American burial sites and sacred land, you know, because that is theirs, and we killed them to steal their land and fucked up this world to begin with to make this place. You know, we built this nation on the backs of slaves and the deaths of natives. They deserve their fucking shit, the little bit that they get. You know what Trump's doing? He took their shit from them. He's blowing it up. You know, I remember when the pipeline was going in on tribal land and they wanted to stop it to save our water supply. And they got shot at. They got put in dog cages. Some of them got killed and maimed permanently. But these white motherfuckers can walk up to a government building, spit in a cop's face. Blue lives matter, huh? Yeah, blue lives matter, right? You can infringe on others. You can infringe on others' fucking privileges and their rights as long as it's not you, right? Because that's how Christianity works. As I said you earlier, the only thing that black people don't hate about slavery is Christianity, the Bible, because that's what was used to tell them that they needed to be subservient to the white man, which is why, well, Jesus is white. Well, he's not, but to us he is. You know, white nationalism, white power. I like my Jesus wearing a KKK hat. Woo! Let's burn some crosses. Fucking stupid. I hate you. I fucking hate you. I have never woke up every day hating being here more than ever. Fucking terrible. You're terrible. You're fucking just the worst barrel to be wiped off this planet. And I'm so glad I'm here to at least watch some of it. Because you motherfuckers deserve it. After everything you've done, fuck you. Fuck all of you. Every one of you Trump supporters who supposedly follow Christ, you better get to reading your Bibles, bitches, because he would not approve. Jesus was a socialist. He wasn't a Republican, and he wasn't a xenophobe, and he wasn't a white nationalist. He wasn't a slave owner. He beat tax collectors. He whipped. Fucking shit. Soldiers, dude. He fucking stood up for people. And you know, you can't stand. Oh, you know what else he did? He told people you don't need the church, that God is in you. And that's why they put him on a cross. You know, that's why. Oh, yeah. Not because he died for your sins. That's just the lie that they tell you. Just like the lie that they tell you that hell exists. It does, but not in the way that you think. More than likely, this is hell. And, can rock because energy does not get destroyed. It only changes. You are a cosmic being driving a meat covered skeleton made of fucking dust. What are you afraid of? Definitely should not be afraid of an invisible being that tells you, love me or you go to hell. Yeah. You know, it's okay for Christian men to cheat, you know, but if you cross the border to try and get your children away from, you know, drug cartels being raped and murdered, you deserve to be thrown in a cage, have no soap, no water, no toothpaste, no basic necessities, and be exposed to COVID-19 while your children are being taken from you and sent to, well, being raped, fucked, and whatever the hell they're doing to them. That's the fucking tea for that. No school shootings this year, guys. Good jobs. Because of this pandemic, all of the white nationalists who hate minorities and women don't get laid. They hate minorities and women and gay people from their computers. You know, because they couldn't go to a school and shoot everybody. Because, you know, school shootings are done by white people, not black people.
Oh, my God, dude.
And that's your politics news. And as soon as I wish I could find her, I do not know where the fuck she went. I tried to share. And let's see. Maybe I'm still in jail. Maybe I shared it before I went to jail. Nope. They put me in jail again. But I will do this. My account's restricted. Very restricted. But I want to do this because I can't do what I want to do. I'm going to do this because this is great. And I'm going to send this to you on Messenger so you can enjoy it. All right. So okay. Get ready for this. Get ready. You're going to love my nuts. You're going to love my nuts. Thank you. Isn't it? It's showing us that we have a system that is not created to help the average person and take care of us when everything else fails. Like, it's not happening, bro. So if I could just get this fucking thing to work, that'd be awesome. I swear to God, every time we do this, something happened to our fucking internet, dude. And all of our shit. Like, where is it? They do this every time. I know, this time, like, I'm not even worried this time because they didn't find shit. They found nothing. They got nothing on me, nothing on my computer. They obviously was fucking doing your ass in, and they didn't find nothing on you either. Y'all want to get fucking harmless fucking animals. Why? What is this connecting to? That's ridiculous. It's going everywhere else but on my phone. That's ridiculous. That's okay. We have time. I think we've used up good amount of time getting this shit out here. All right, so I want to just do this.
COVID-19 is certainly revealing some uncomfortable truths about America. For example, every day brings a new reminder that we are a country of extreme haves and extreme have-nots. And I'm not talking about money. We all knew that. I'm talking about people having accurate information. In this pandemic, accurate information has made toilet paper seem plentiful. America, the country that has the most Nobel Prizes in science, also has the most willfully ignorant people per capita when it comes to understanding science.
And then I said, supposing you put the light inside the body.
Oh, my God.
How else can we explain electing a low-information buffoon who wheezes medical tips on our TVs about poisoning ourselves with disinfectant?
Right, and then I see the disinfectant injection.
And maybe the most clueless aspect of that now supposedly sarcastic advice is that Trump thinks we can still find disinfectant at stores. I guess we're finding that a pandemic isn't the ideal thing to happen to a country that believes science is just an opinion, something you roll the dice and decide whether you believe, instead of something you actually try to understand.
Supposing we hit the body.
And whether it's evolution, vaccines, or viruses, Americans are far busier dismissing inconvenient science as politically motivated than they are learning about how it will affect their lives. Thinking? Super hard. Repeating means? Far more fun. Because not believing in Darwinism is Darwinism.
A pastor who promised to keep preaching through the pandemic, quote, unless I'm in jail or the hospital, has now died from the coronavirus.
This has led to a response to COVID-19 that is similar to our response to climate change. La, 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 I can't hear you, Mr. Inconvenient Fact, because America is a country that cares more about the financial health of its corporations than the actual health of its citizens.
Yep.
After all, who got most of the bailout cash? Corporations. And who is behind the grassroots police push to prematurely open America? Corporations and the politicians corporations pay. But science doesn't watch Fox News, so it doesn't know that it's just a DNC hoax or the product of the Chinese Communist Party or some other childish QAnon conspiracy. Georgia has one of the lowest rates of testing in the country, less than 1%. But it's opening up anyway, because that's what happens when you make medical decisions for political reasons.
You're being an alarmist.
It would be like a doctor saying, we're going to treat your cancer with lower taxes. Republican governors believe that sacrifices have to be made for corporate profits and that your grandmother may just be one of them.
Bye-bye.
And because Donald, I don't take responsibility at all, Trump, is passing the buck to governors to make decisions, so Donald won't be blamed.
And then he
no, I don't take responsibility at all.
Good luck with that. America's approach to this pandemic is ad hoc, conflicting, and piecemeal. Exactly the type of uncoordinated response helps a pandemic spread. South Korea's response was like a well-conducted symphony. America's is like an open mic night at improv. We have states with policies founded on epidemiological research, surrounded by states with policies founded on Twitter hashtags. Oddly enough, Viruses don't respect state lines or your beliefs in how deadly they are.
Nope.
So one state doing its best to level off the epidemic, while the state next door is working overtime to spread it, just winds up mixing up a big batch of fresh virus for both states.
Yep.
It's like having a no-smoking section in your car or a no-peeing section in your bathtub or a non-alcoholic side of your punch bowl. The worst states spread the virus and prolong the pandemic for the rest of us. This pandemic has proven two things. You're only as healthy as the most stupid person in America.
Your president.
And his name is Donald Trump.
And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body.
What the fuck? And this was another awesome video by Betty Bowers, America's best Christian, telling all the rest of you Christians, well, that you're not the best, you're terrible, and what you're doing wrong exactly. Because when you're busy talking about Jesus and all your beliefs, you're not listening to Jesus, you're just speaking for him. While sticking politics in the middle of, well, religion, when religion and state was supposed to be separate for a reason. I don't go to church to listen to a preacher tell me how to vote, and I damn sure don't listen to a fucking politician to tell me how science works. You guys, that's the tea for today. We are back, and we are going to keep on fucking going because I am now motherfucking done with this shit. That's the tea, everybody. That's the fucking tea.
Good night.
I'll hit you up later, Sean. Well, I want to listen to the show.
Yeah,
and we're going to come back to that nurse's video. I am going to put it up, and if I can fucking put it up on the damn thing so y'all can see it yourselves, it makes me fucking sad. It does. People are quitting medical right now, flooding it because they're watching people die, not from coronavirus, but from simple negligence because they're fucking minorities in low-income areas. I shit you not, King Hospital are killing people that don't have COVID-19 because of negligence. For instance, a guy defibrillated another guy, even though he had a 40 beat per minute heart rate. He had a heart. He had a heartbeat. He did not need to defibrillate him. He would not listen to anybody, and the girl tried to stop him. By the time she turned around, the guy was dead. So this is what's happening, America. You're being cold, and your government knew this was coming, and they took this as an opportunity to get rid of the sick, the needy, the old, and all those that they deem not supreme and superior. And for the last time, but won't be last said, the white race was never superior, and they never will be supreme. Y'all are fat, overweight, and dumbest. That's it, everybody. Have a great night. Bye, Sean.
Good night, people. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's good, I know.